Stop your tape.
Section 2. You will hear a member of the local police force giving a talk on prevention of car theft. Look at questions 12 to 19. As you listen to the first part of the talk, answer questions 12 to 17 according to the information given in the talk.
Good evening. I know many of you students are the proud owners of your first motor vehicle, and this evening I want to talk to you about some of the things you can do to make sure your car or motorbike isn't stolen. I'll start with a few facts and figures to put you in the picture. Car theft is a widespread problem. In this country alone, one car is stolen every 32 seconds. That's almost a million cars each year. And of those, 40% are never recovered. And don't think that just because your car might be a bit old and beaten up looking, no one will steal it. Any car can be stolen anywhere. Most thefts occur in residential areas, often from the front of the house or even from inside the garage. Some areas that are especially dangerous are shopping centers and parking lots, particularly at sports events. Most car thieves don't need to break into the car. They usually gain entry through unlocked doors, and many times they find the key in the ignition. In fact, one in five stolen cars had the keys left in the car. Isn't that amazing? 20% of drivers left the keys in the ignition of an unlocked car. Who steals cars? Well, there are basically two kinds of car or bike thieves. Joyriders, aged about 15 to 21, and professionals. This last group usually needs less than 1 minute to break into a locked car, and they often steal cars to use in other crimes, such as robberies. You are much less likely to get your car back if it's stolen by a professional. And if it's stolen by a joyrider, chances are it'll be a wreck when you do get it back. Joyriders have a very high accident rate.
Stop your tape.
Before the final part of the talk, look at questions 18 and 19. Now, you will hear the rest of the talk. Answer questions 18 and 19.
What can you do to make sure your car isn't stolen? Well, first and most obviously, lock the car when you leave it. That includes locking the boot or hatchback and making sure all the windows are closed. Even a tiny gap allows a thief to insert a wire to prise open the lock button. Of course, don't leave the keys hanging in the ignition. And don't conceal a spare key inside or outside. The car thieves know all the hiding places. If your car breaks down, lock up before you go for help. Even if you can't start the car, a thief may be able to. Now, since dusk to mid-evening are the peak hours for car theft, make sure you park in a well-lit area, preferably where there are plenty of passers-by, say near a busy store or restaurant. Avoid leaving your keys with a garage or parking lot attendant. Choose the place you park yourself. Keep your driver's license and registration in your wallet or purse, not in the glove compartment of your car. You should also have a record of your car's vital statistics, both in your wallet and somewhere at home. This can help with recovery in case of theft. And finally, it's a good idea to install some kind of safety device. There is a range available from alarm systems that set off a buzzer or siren if an attempt is made to tamper with the car in any way, to fuel shut-off systems and time-delay ignition systems. Displaying a warning sticker will also help deter would-be thieves. They don't want to waste time on trying to steal a protected car. So, help us put car thieves out of business by using common sense. Always locking your car, installing anti-theft devices, and cooperating with the police by reporting any attempt at theft.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.